What does our For You pages, chocolate chip cookies, and Doritos have in common? We lust for the new, the next, shiny, the new iPhone, the exotic car, the delicious meal. It makes me think of the Dorito theory, or even what King Solomon's words were from Ecclesiastes 1, 9 through 11. It really dismantles this myth of novelty and the fleeting nature of trying to build a legacy. I want you to stick around as we challenge the common misconceptions and discover the timeless wisdom hidden in the scriptures. The Dorito theory states that experiences that aren't truly satisfying are the most addictive. I mean, think about it. Imagine eating a delicious nacho cheese Dorito. When you eat it and you finish that bite, you're not so fully satisfied. It doesn't compare the way that eating a steak will satiate you. This is addictive because the peak of it is when you taste it and not after. It's fleeting. The same could be said about creating something new or novelty. It reminds me of the book of Ecclesiastes and King Solomon. He was known as one of the wealthiest and wisest men of his day. And the book of Ecclesiastes is an interesting and challenging one because a man who had reached the pinnacle of world success came to these realizations. It says, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after. That was Ecclesiastes 1, verses 9 through 11. See, in this, Solomon lays down two traps we often fall into. One, the belief of novelty of our achievements, and two, the illusion that our names will echo through the ages. He flips the script on our fascination with new by revealing the nature of life and history. It's a reality check that challenges our modern obsession of being the GOAT. Let's connect the dots here. Solomon isn't just debunking our pride in new discoveries and new creations. He's redirecting our focus to what truly matters. This wisdom prompts us to shift from this temporal pursuit of the latest and greatest this world has to offer and challenges us to look to a deeper quest for a spiritual and eternal impact. It truly is a paradigm shift that could redefine our sense of fulfillment entirely. So how can we take this philosophy and these grandiose, lofty ideas and apply it to our lives? Well, you see, Solomon's wisdom prompts us to pivot our pursuits from pleasure to purpose instead of getting lost in the cycle of seeking novelty or the next shiny object or making a memorable legacy in this world. He invites us to seek the spiritual and the eternal things. It's a call to reshape our priorities and find the lasting satisfaction in the profound rather than the temporary. Hold on, I still feel like this isn't practical enough. I don't want to set you up for failure here. So let me give you two steps to take in this. One, self-reflect on your pursuits. What is the why behind them? Don't accept your first answer either. Go seven layers deep. For example, one layer, why do I make these videos? To inspire men to be better husbands, fathers, and leaders, okay? Second layer, why do I want to inspire men to do that? Because I feel like I have a burden for men like me who may not have grown up with role models or father figures that are worth imitating, yet they hope to be the catalyst of change for their entire lineage. Okay, that's good. We're getting somewhere. Three, third layer deep. Why do you feel burdened for this group? Because I've experienced the pain and frustration that comes from being in that situation. And if I could use my experience to help even one person do better, then I feel like I've been a success. Okay, why then? Why then? You've got to go seven layers deep. This exercise is useful to find your true motives, and it shows you that the real goal behind the goal isn't the thing itself, but the impact of that thing. And then the second action step that you could take, it's really practical. Once you've established this, then that next step is to keep an eternal perspective. And what does that even mean? It means that you keep your focus on not just this life and worldly pursuits, but the things after, that you get this perspective. You could create a daily declaration that will reprogram this in your foresight. It could be a simple phrase like, Holy Spirit, guide my intentions and attentions. My intention so I do what's rooted in you. My attention so I focus on what you are focusing on. If you can apply this self-reflection on your why, if you can apply this daily declaration that's going to really laser focus your perspective on eternal, not temporal, then you will see a true shift in the way that you live this life. Now, before you click away from today's video, I want you to take a moment to reflect. How does this thought resonate with you in your current pursuits? Then I want you to take it a step further and share in the comments what you got from this. And I really want us to continue this conversation on redefining our values. If you are looking to relearn how to think, I don't want to tell you what to think, but I really want to help show you how to think, because that's where you're going to find all those areas that you really want to soar in. Then if that sounds like something you're into, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Join us on this journey of unlocking wisdom that transcends the ages. And until next time, I'm praying for you. I love you. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.